Yep, we'll get right to the finalizations. I'm just seeing who's Chad, you're gonna handle may as well. We've got time, yeah. We might as well go right till five, huh?
Why not?
So you're gonna handle the antelope right first?
Yep, Mr. Chair, Commission, Secretary Roebling, Chad Switzer Wildlife Program Administrator here again, and brought my bodyguard this time, Andrew Norton, one of our senior big game biologists, to help answer any questions that might come up with the antelope recommendation. So on page 13A is the application for license chapter, and this is the change that you have in regards to the validity and open area of the mentored antelope license. As expected, and we had a lot of discussion on this recommendation that we brought forward for you for your consideration. And you remember a lot of our discussion revolved around ways and opportunities to reduce or even eliminate antlerless antelope harvest. And we worked with you in regards to the modification to the firearm licenses and those license types from an any to a buck only. We did that for firearm and archery. And the only any antelopes we have remaining would be for mentored and landowner-owned land licenses. And in our discussion on mentored antelope, you know, we discussed, do we limit that number of licenses? Is there a way we can still provide some opportunity for these mentored youth to hunt with an unlimited number of licenses, yet try to find a way to minimize some of the antlerless harvest occurring from those licenses, and thus the recommendation for a private land-only license. We knew we'd get some feedback on that. I believe we got around 10 or 12 written comments. You heard some of those comments today during the public comment period, the public hearing. With that, we still stand with your recommendation, and we don't have any changes, and would ask you to finalize that as proposed. But Andrew and I are here if we want to have some dialogue and conversation on that. So,
sure. Does anybody have any questions on that? Comments?
Mr. Beast, how many youth tags do you think we'll go to private land? Or weren't we limiting it to just private land only?
Yeah, through the chair, Commissioner Bees, yeah, they would be a private land tag only. That's the area they'd be valid in, those areas that are open west of the Missouri River.
And that would be unlimited amount of sales?
Unlimited number.
Do you suspect that the typical amount will transfer to that that's being sold?
Through the chair, I would suspect we will see a reduction in the number, a slight. I don't know how we would project that. Obviously, we're removing a geographic portion of that state where they've been able to hunt in the past, and then limiting that to private land only. I don't know, Andrew, if you have any addition to that. I mean, we do suspect, you know, in 2021, mentors harvested 390 antlerless antelope. Just a good swag estimate. We're expecting to reduce that harvest by likely 150. So we do expect some less hunting to occur with those licenses. To the extent, we just can't answer right now.
Any other questions? If not, we need a motion to
this.
Prove it as it stands.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Rissler.
Second.
Seconded by Locken. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, page 13B would be the archery antelope season. Again, these are all tier recommendations. The proposed change there is for change any antelope licenses to a one-tag antelope license. And again, as you will see on the spreadsheet that you'll take administrative action on, we have indicated that those will be buck licenses only. We do have one recommended change for you. In looking at the rule, we felt it was to more clarify what that rule on that next page, what that really means or how you would interpret that. We want to insert the term firearm in there in a couple different spots just to indicate that that archery antelope license is only valid in those firearm units that are open to hunting. So just to make that more black and white. So with that would be the only recommended change we have for your proposal.
Okay. Do we have to amend it and then?
You would have to amend it and then move forward with finalization there.
Okay. Need a motion to amend? Motion by Bartling to amend, seconded by Bees. Any discussion on the motion to amend? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now we'll move on to the amended version. I need a motion to approve the amended version. Motion by Locken, seconded by Whistler. And any discussion on that motion to approve as amended? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, on page 13C would be the antelope hunting season chapter. Again, a two-year recommendation here. Obviously, if we find things, we can always come back to you at any time we feel it's appropriate with new data or information from either internally or what we hear from hunters. But this would be a two-year recommendation. The proposed changes there you have in front of you, establishing that maximum number of licenses in rule. You have, as a commission, obviously authority via administrative action to adopt those licenses and types of licenses and numbers by units. You'll do that here in a few minutes. The addition of Campbell County to unit 63A, which would now include Campbell, Hunter, and Waller, with your approval here today. And then the change there to that license type, how it's written in administrative rule. And we have no recommended changes on this, but we need final action to put this into bed, I guess.
Questions on that finalization? If not, I'd entertain a motion to approve. Motion by Whitmer. Seconded by Beads. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Andrew's Chair,
not getting a single question asked of him.
I know, I kind of feel bad for him. You want to say something? Mr. Chair, on page 13B would be the administrative action for the spreadsheets that follow that. On page 68 would be list the units out, the number of licenses and license types by those units. You'll see those are all buck licenses except for those special antelope, which are retaining at any antelope. And you can see in the footnote down there, the archery and measured antelope and what those license types would be. And then again, the following spreadsheet would provide a comparison between the previous year for the licenses and number of tags. So with that, we would ask for formal adoption on these if you're agreeable, and we will immediately get that antelope application out and get stuff ready to go for applicants to apply.
Good. Any questions on that? If not, I entertain a motion.
Okay, move.
Motion is by Spring.
Second.
Seconded by Locken. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay, moving on to page 14 would be the archery and muzzleloader deer hunting seasons. We have no recommended changes for you here today. And again, the changes here is just to simplify the process that we have when you as a commission finalize the types of firearm licenses across the various units and seasons and where those antlerless whitetail licenses would be valid. Just makes it easier for us. We are human. Sometimes we do miss those, putting those in and out of rule. And it's just easier to follow the spreadsheet that you finalize, and we can just upload those into the application. And then just to clarify that Custer State Park is excluded from some of those units. So no recommended changes here as well.
What units are all this antlerless whitetail and what? I mean, you said it excluded Custer State Park. Is there other areas where you still can shoot antlerless?
Through the chair, Commissioner Spring, that's a good question. So, yeah, I don't have that information in front of me, but any firearm unit that would offer a license valid for an antlerless deer, those areas would be open for the antlerless whitetail licenses for the East River, West River, and then the LM1 unit. I'm sorry, this would be applicable only for the LM1 unit, those antlerless whitetail archery licenses. So they would only be valid in those units that offer a firearm antlerless deer license.
I see. Yeah,
just trying to be consistent with harvest management.
I just wondering, you know, there's a lot of areas in Western where the, you know, death was so bad last year that the numbers are way down. I'm just wondering if those are excluded. You know, there's some units where the numbers are only like 40% of what they were. And that's what I just didn't want to have a bunch of archery tag or antlerless tags in those areas.
Yep, I can't right now tell you whether they are or not. I know some were removed and some remained within those, but this was a reaction, management reaction from a biological standpoint back in the day where you could get, I believe, up to five antlerless deer, which allowed for the take of an antlerless mule deer. And some of those could have been double doe tags. You could have had 10 tags in your pocket, and we worked with the commission at the time to be responsive to that. We limited that, and then we kind of used a scalpel approach to follow our harvest management strategies on where we really wanted to have or not have that end of service. So that was we felt was a good move. It does change from time to time when the commission does, put forth deer recommendations, but our hunters seem to have adapted quite well to that. So we would need action on this.
Sure. I'd entertain a motion. Commissioner Bartling moves it. Second by Commissioner Whitmire. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay. Mr. Chair, page 15, Hunting Requirements and Prohibited Methods chapter. This is in regards to our carcass transportation and disposal regulations that were put in place with you as a commission in regards to the management of chronic wasting disease, to do the best we can to try to minimize the artificial movement of that prion across the landscape. And it's simply a cleanup to ensure that wildlife processing facilities need to abide by that regulation as well. They've been doing that. We've provided outreach and informed them of that. It's just an oversight and rule, just a cleanup. So.
Any questions? If not, entertain a motion to approve the finalization. Motion by Ristler, second by Bees. Any discussion on the motion to approve? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Guess he's had enough.
Exactly. There you go.
Mr. Chair, on page 16A, and just want to go over the fall turkey finalizations here. I don't know if you want me to go over together for proposing, but it was to open up a fair amount of the prairie hunting units where department staff felt that we could provide some fall hunting opportunity. A lot of our prairie units are doing, we feel, quite well. Not every one of them, but most of them seem to be doing well. And just some of those adjustments in administrative rule for the Black Hills and Prairie units for those maximum number of licenses. So we have no recommended changes here either. So we need a motion.
Motion by Spring to approve, second by Whitmire. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, on page 16A would be the administrative action for the attached spreadsheets. I don't want to sound like a broken record, but again, you can see the layout of opportunity there provided in the types of licenses. So we need action on this unless there's any discussion.
Need a motion to approve as stated. Motion by Bees, seconded by Bartling. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chair, on page 17, the morning dove hunting season chapter, again, no recommended changes, but this change would allow a fair amount of morning dove hunting opportunity at Shadehill State Rec Area up in Perkins County that is currently not provided. And both wildlife and park staff brought this one forward and seems to be a good fit for the department and those that like to hunt morning doves. So no recommended changes.
Been a motion to approve by Whitmer, seconded by Locken. Any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chair, the final one here that I have for you is on page 18. This has to do with spring wild turkey hunting season chapter as well. This is in regards to the, what are we calling this here? Must be getting late in the day. Oh, the turkey hunting recruitment license. Sorry, I apologize. So what this would be, it would provide an opportunity for applicable non-government organizations to apply for up to two of these mentored turkey licenses on an annual basis. There would be 10 of those made available. We would, if finalized by the commission, we would get stuff put together and find a plan to make sure those NGOs are aware of this opportunity. It would just be another opportunity for mentored turkey hunting in any portion of the state. Great opportunity for kids to get them involved in some of those local NGOs or turkey chapters at the local level and get them engaged. So no recommended changes here either.
So those are at the secretary's discretion in units that currently may not even have a hunting unit.
Correct. They'd be statewide excluding Custer State Park.
Okay. Any questions? If not, I'd entertain to approve as presented.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Ristler, seconded by Bartling. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chad. We got through a lot there with a little time. I think if it's okay with everybody else, we'll call it a day and we'll recess until 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll pick up on the Part B revenue with Director Simpson and a cup of coffee. Hey, thanks a lot.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, just real quick an announcement. I'd just like to introduce to the commission and Secretary Roebling to one of our newest staff out here in the Rapid City and Black Hills area, Grant Truskowski. He is our newest aquatic habitat and access biologist working out here with our fishery staff. Grant, still here, please stand up. Grant just started literally hours ago, within the last couple of days, and so he's had the opportunity to stop by and see the commission meeting and the process and how it all works, but I just wanted to introduce Grant and welcome him to the GFMP team and working on aquatic habitat and access in Western South Dakota.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, with that, we'll stand in recess till tomorrow at 8:30, or 8 o'clock, excuse me.